Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Andy Green, the editorial page editor of the Baltimore Sun. Andy, we're all still trying to absorb what happened on Tuesday. And you've written in your newspaper about a potential for realignment of politics in the state to some extent because so many Republicans were brought into office on this in this wave election.
Yes. It's not just Larry Hogan who won the governor's race in really impressive fashion against Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown. There were also some key Republican victories down ballot. You have Steve Shue elected Anne Arundel County executive. He's an incredibly smart lawmaker who has a good record of working with Democrats. I think he could be a rising star in the Republican Party. You have Alan Kittleman who won the Howard County executive's race. Now, this is what has been in recent years a pretty blue county. He beat an excellent candidate in Courtney Watson. And in a year when, whether it was his strength or Larry Hogan's strength, either way, Howard County flipped Republican for the governor's race, too. He's exactly the kind of, socially liberal or actually more libertarian, fiscally conservative kind of Republican who you could see doing well beyond local office. You could see him doing well on a statewide basis. You've got Barry Glassman, the new county executive in Harford County, also a very experienced lawmaker, a moderate Republican who has a lot of good friends on both sides of the aisle. You've got a number of people who have won seats in the legislature, a lot of them in eastern Baltimore County, but in other places too, who I think inject some new blood. You know, part of the problem the Republican Party has traditionally had in the state is that it has no bench. You had Bob Ehrlich get elected in 2002 as governor, along with Michael Steele, who was also a very appealing candidate, but that was really it. After them, there was nothing. And I think that's why you saw Ehrlich taking another shot at the race in 2010, and voters rejected that pretty resoundingly. You know, they want somebody new. And now, finally, the Republican Party has some new faces to put out there.
Well, typically, the first thought that comes to somebody who just got elected county executive is, I wonder if I could run for governor.
Yeah, exactly. County executives and mayors have traditionally done very well in races for governor, much better than, say, lieutenant governors have, as recent history has pointed out to us. It's a real training ground because you have exactly the kind of executive experience that people are looking for on a higher stage.
What's your sense of how, it's early to ask, but it needs to get asked, what's going to be the relationship between the General Assembly and the governor-elect?
Well, that's a great question. Larry Hogan was part of the Ehrlich administration. He saw how things went badly there. He says, look, I'm a different personality than Bob Ehrlich is. Ehrlich was, a fierce competitor born of his time in football. Larry Hogan is not a football player, I'll tell you that. He's much more of a jocular, friendly kind of guy, and I think he'll perhaps approach the General Assembly differently. Also, you have to factor in what the General Assembly leaders learned from their 4 years with Bob Ehrlich. You know, the House Speaker and the Senate President can be very influential in setting the agenda in Annapolis with a Republican governor. And in particular, it'll be interesting to see how they respond to a guy who's coming in with a pretty strong victory.
Andy, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Fraser.
For Andy Green, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.